The Bombers' offense was clicking again in the first half at West Memphis as they built a 9-point halftime lead, but the Blue Devils would outscore Mountain Home 28-0 in the second half and route to a 42-23 win. The Bombers scored on four of their first five possessions in the first half. Mikey McLean booted a 30-yard field goal to start the scoring. Then, after recovering an onside kick, Isaac McKay had a 35-yard touchdown run, stiff-arming the defender away for the last 10 yards to put Mountain Home ahead 10-0 just over halfway through the first quarter. The Bombers got a wild 73-yard touchdown run from Junior Williams, who shed numerous tacklers on his way to the end zone. Then McKay added an 18-yard scoring run, and Mountain Home led 23-14 at the break. But in the second half, the running game of West Memphis, in particular Garen Holmes, continued to give the Mountain Home defense problems. Holmes scored three of his five touchdowns in the second half, and Michael Troxler hooked up with Steven Stone for a touchdown pass to round out the West Memphis scoring. Holmes amassed 215 yards on the ground. The Blue Devils improved to 9-1 on the season. Mountain Home finishes at 1-9 overall, 1-6 in the 6A East. It was quite a battle to the end between Mountain Home's quarterback and fullback and that option offense to see who would finish with the most rushing yards on the season. Williams trailed McKay by 48 yards going into Thursday night. Williams finished with 196 yards against West Memphis, while McKay, thanks to several sacks in the passing game, had 98. That means Williams finishes the season with 1,180 yards and 11 touchdowns, while McKay had 1,130 yards and 10 touchdowns. Brad Hallworth reporting.